Tonight's shir is from Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tes. Yesh no hagim shelo leachol basor v'shal lishtos yayin b'shabezo. There are those of the minig not to eat meat and not to drink wine in the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs.
And it means that there are those that do.
Or there are those who are more machmer. Umudu b'choymetz shel yayin. Now wine vinegar is allowed, the Ramah adds. Others say, no, not just the Shavuos Shel Chal, but you got to go back to Rosh Chodesh. Others take this back to Shavuos Shel Chal. The Ramah adds, the minig was to put away the Shechita knife from Rosh Chodesh Av, because they wouldn't shecht unless it was needed for a mitzvah. Gon l'chayla, or Shabbos, or Mila, kiyotzebo. For instance, for a chayla who needs the meat, or Shabbos, or Mila. Some add pidyon ben in the girsa, and so, similar to that. So see the Mishnah Brura. Sifkaton nun vav. Shlo le'achol basar. There's a minig that some have not eat meat in the Shavuos Shel Chal bo. U'miyad shehispalu ha'kohol arvis u'matzei Shabbos. As soon as the tzibur davens Marev Moshe Shabbos, afa pisha hayachid lo hispal idayin, even though an individual may not be davening with them, for he and he's in the middle of his third meal, also that's it. He can't eat meat. He can't drink wine because the tzibur daven Marev. V'uadin b'Rosh Chodesh l'didan, and for us to keep from Rosh Chodesh, the same would be true. Once the tzibur davens Rosh Chodesh night Marev, so then any individual would have to stop eating meat and drinking wine. Avol sha'ari achronim kasa, but other achronim write, de b'motzoi Shabbos imilo spaladayin, that motzoi Shabbos, if he personally didn't daven yet, mutu b'vasa v'yayin, he is allowed to have meat and wine, de kevin sha'ayim imitzei b'yachas amazin, since he's going to bench with mitzei, sha'yachas so Shabbos, for him it's still Shabbos. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us who are the first opinions. I mean, he says the end is the Magen Avraham, puts the Magen Avraham there. But Shara Chuenim Kasfu, so he doesn't quote Magen Avraham, but it's referring to Magen Avraham that as soon as the Tzibur davens, then the minig of not having meat and wine kicks in. Shara Tziyun Nunvav says, what about a city with two shuls? There's two minyanim. So do you say I go by the later minyan? So Shartzian says, Hayochid nigram acha oisim v'makom shehu holich sham lehispalel. It goes by his membership. Wherever he's a member, wherever he davens, that's what he has to follow, according to Magen Avraham. But other achorim disagree and say, no, it's a personal thing. When you finish, when you're ready to daven marav, that's when it begins, but not before.
What about the Melav Malka?
Ah, we'll talk about that later. Sifkaton nun zayin, umutur b'chaymitz, and he's allowed to have vinegar. The Ramah adds this: you're allowed to have wine vinegar. Hainu af b'chaymitz shenasim miyayin, even if the vinegar comes from wine. Ukshenichnas Shabbos zo hayadayin yayin, and it was still wine when the week began. Mutter, it's still okay. Kimin sha'achshavu chaymitz, because right now it's vinegar. So there's no simcha when he drinks it. So the fact that it may have been wine when the 9 days begin, when the Shavuos Shel Chal begins, if it's wine vinegar, by the time he wants to use it, it's okay. The chaymetz le'inyanenu mikri, what are we calling this chaymetz in this context? Kol she'bnei adam nimna'im lishtoso, bnei chamitzuso. It's something that's too strong for people to drink. And at what point does wine become vinegar? Does it go by smell? Does it go by taste? So for these halachas, as soon as you're not going to want to drink it because it's too sour, that's sufficiently vinegar. I can think of a number of wines that fall in that category too. But I don't know if it's because of what the label says. Sivkata nunches, our meaning is mershchoyish adatanis, mershchoyish until the fast. For shchoyish bechal, including mershchoyish. V'chein ha-minig b'midin ha-sirin, that's the minig in our medina. So even though there's a mitzvah to have suits mershchoyish, we're not going to have meat because of suits mershchoyish. Sivkata nunches, others take it back to Shiva Sabatamas. Mi Shiva Sabatamas. Because the punishment of the churim began from Shiva Sabatamos. That's only referring to weekdays. Those who keep Shiva Sabatamos, or even from Rosh Chodesh, it's referring to weekdays. Al b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, one cannot be machmir, can't be strict. The afim chal tishva b'shabbos v'nidchad yom rishon mutter, because even if tishva came out on Shabbos and was pushed off to Sunday, you're allowed to have meat on that Shabbos. Uka the kamam b'tavkuf nadal, like we're saying tavkuf nadal. Certainly, the Rosh Chodesh from 9 days or the Shiras b'Tamuz would not prohibit meat on Shabbos. Va'afilu in kibel alav b'feirush l'lechol bas mizayin b'Tamuz v'hal. And even if a person made an explicit statement that he will not eat meat from Shivas of Batamos, mutter b'shabbosos, that doesn't mean he can't have on Shabbos. He's allowed to have on Shabbos. V'chem b'sudas mitzvah, he's allowed to have on sudas mitzvah. Why? The kol ha-noyder adayta de minhag ha-noyder, because even the neder that he makes, this statement that he's going to do it, is based on the minhag. V'en daito al Shabbos, and the minhag doesn't include Shabbos, and therefore the neder doesn't include Shabbos. If lo shehot se b'feirish b'loshen, unless he mamash said explicitly she'amar, ha'ri alai, sholecho bas m'shivas b'tamuz, if he said al nusach of neder, yesh machmir, there are those that are machmir. The Shulchan Aruch adds, the minhag was to hide the shechita knife. Sifkan samich, umatzniyah m'shchoydish v'eilich, they put away from m'shchoydish the knife for shechita, ad asir b'av, until the 10th of Av. And the Sharasim points out, because our minhag is not to eat meat until Chatzos, the 10th of Av. U'b'makam ha'dechak, yesh l'hakev l'shchot b'tisha b'av Chatzos, in the case of need, it would be permitted to shecht after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Achen, however, imchal Tisha B'Av b'yom chamishi, if Tisha B'Av occurs on a Thursday, l'kuli alma mutter l'shchot achar Chatzos l'chvod ha'shabbos, everyone would agree that you can shecht after Chatzos of Tisha B'Av for Kavod Shabbos. In our countries, the minhag is that the non-Jews won't eat meat on Friday and Shabbos. And when you shech, the animal might be a trefa. And you won't have anyone to buy the meat if it's a trefa. In this situation, so you could shech on Wednesday. Because if not, they won't shech. Because they're not going to take a chance on Shecht on Thursday, Friday, if there won't be anyone to buy it, if it's a Trefa. Kadeshim Yitaref Yemuchim Lo Al Yom Chamish Lam Kar. He wants to be able to sell it on Thursday to a Goy, if in fact it's a Trefa. What are the exceptions? The exceptions are for a mitzvah. Sifkan Samach Alef L'choyle, for someone sick. Afi L'choyle Ketzas, even only a little bit ill. V'after B'simen Tav Kufnu Dal Sifkan Tes Kosem Magen Avram. Even though in Tavkuf Nadal we learn, Magen Avraham said, that some women who have given birth, who need meat, are machmir from the 7th of Av, not to eat meat, not to drink wine. That's if they're not ill. If someone has a contract from the mayor, the officer in charge, to feed meat, provide meals for non-Jews, ve'im lo yishchod yasim, if he doesn't shecht, he'll lose his contract. As ayitim in kol behem lo ani choyle ezechaticha, so he can shecht and give to the choylim who are aniim a little bit, and that is matir the shechita to feed the goyim too. The efshek says possible shechita, because you can't get even a kazayis meat without shechita. So the heter of shechting is for the choyle. So you'll shecht for the choyle, give a little bit, and the rest you can use for aral. Now, why won't they just kill the animals for the aral? Yeah. Evidently, the deal was to give them kosher meat. I don't know, it wasn't a hard meat to just kill them. It has to be geshecht, and he's going to shecht it. So you have to give the choyle a little bit. Sifkad samach bezer kiyotze bo, so we could do shecht and serve meat for choyle, Shabbos, mila, or kiyotze go shal pidin abet for pidin abet. But the meal they make the night before the bris is not called sudas mitzvah. So there are a number of questions. First of all, if a person is makabel Shabbos early, plaga mincha, is he allowed to have meat? And the person would say yes, the person is allowed to have meat. Once you makabel Shabbos, sudas Shabbos, he's allowed to have meat. If a person wants to feed their children before Shabbos starts, because they usually put them to bed. Rav Moshe is a tshuva that you feed your children the time you feed them every week. If you feed them at 6 o'clock Friday afternoon, when the time Shabbos is, then you feed them. That's for them, the Shabbos meal. And you give them fleishes at that point. The question then is, what about Malav HaMalka? So he brings a truth from Moshe that we don't eat meat by Malav Malka. Even though this is something a person usually does, he doesn't do it on Motzei Shabbos Chazon. It does bring the Orshitas who did allow it, particularly if it was leftovers from Shabbos. And the thought was like this: we're very particular to make sure you have meat for Shabbos. And if people knew they could not eat the leftovers and didn't have refrigeration, they would skimp on the Shabbos meat because they didn't want any leftovers, they don't want to throw it away. So really, there were those that said you could have Malav Malka Shabbos leftovers. And that way, no one would skimp on the Shabbos food. So I know there are people who had such a minig. I still feel today it doesn't apply because the whole concept was you shouldn't skimp on Shabbos. We have refrigerators, we have freezers. I don't think anyone's going to skimp. But that was, I think, the root of that minig.
They ate extra for Shabbos then.
What?
They ate extra for
Shabbos.
They talk about that too, not overdo it now. Now, I would like to draw your attention to a Shaar Teshuva. Do a Shaar Teshuva together inside. And it's interesting, usually the Shaar Teshuva, we pointed out in the past, is a note on the Be'er Heitev. But in this case, it's not. It's just a star. And the Shaar Teshuva discusses an issue that comes up a lot in Halacha, and it's not addressed in the Mishnah Berurah. And that is, when you make foods with mixtures of wine in it, whether it's Danishes, whether it's herring and wine sauce, what's the Halacha? Is that something you're not allowed to have during the 9 days or not? So Shaar Teshuva, on the words Yesh Nohagim Shalecha Basar Flashlishtos Yayin. The minig is those who have a minig not to eat meat, not drink wine, and the machab is going on the week of Tisha B'Av, and then he adds from Ashchodesh and back to Shivas V'Tamos. V'kasav ba'or ne'alam. So Shaar Teshuva quotes a sefer or ne'alam she'nishal mi'bal Torah v'yeri Hashem, who was asked from a bal Torah. It's an interesting expression. We say that ben Torah yeri Shemayim she'yesh lo eza michush. He has some illness, shemaziklo shtias shecher, and it's harmful for him to drink beer. Nebuch. Ve'ein rashoi lishtois rak yayin, o yayin ma'uriv imayin. He can only drink wine, or wine mixed with water, but oifen shenespatel koyach yayin, and you could add enough water that it doesn't have a strong alcoholic kick. Ve'ein bo el ma'at mitam over la mamashu, you just have the flavor, but not the actual wine. Can he have this beverage from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av? Can he have watered down wine or grape juice? You know, they have these drinks, apple juice with grape juice mixed in, apple grape drinks, and cranberry grape drinks. What's the halacha of these mixture drinks? The cost of the hater. So the Sefer or Ne'alam wanted to say it's okay. Even though it's not a 6-to-1 ratio, that means it's not the wine, it's less than 6-to-1, so there's more wine than that. You'll still taste the flavor of wine. But if the mixture is such, it's not the normal mix, you wouldn't say a bar pia gafen, which basically we would say if it's more than 50% other liquid, you're not making a bar pia gafen. Mutter lishtois be'elu hayamim. So then you could drink it during these days. You know, apple grape juice mix is those drinks they make is shahakal. It's not tagafen. So the Sefer says that brach is shahakal, then you'll want to have it. Vegam yash mutter af yash ha'ose mishmur yayin. Even schnapps that's made with the sediment from wine. Kiven sheyotza migeder yayin, once it's no longer considered wine. So it should be mutter. And he says the reason is mishum the dami the neder, it's like a neder, and by a neder the neder will be chal on this. He quotes the Taz who is also lenient with a broth for meat. He didn't have to go into such great lengths. The Taz himself says if you mix wine into a food, you can eat it. Even though it has a wine flavor. Look what he writes there about the Magen Avraham. We don't eat chicken soup. We don't eat a broth. That's coming in the next halach. We don't eat a broth that was made with meat. So he brings a shach. This is not a proof. It's only a chumrah. The mice doesn't seem right. This is the minig. Harikabilu. Ve'elis is a kabbalah b'tos. We're not going to say the kabbalah was a mistake. Kivin the chazin and chakenu l'inidarm. We find this by the dharma as well. So he has this mahalach that he wants to matter mixtures of wine, even when you taste the wine. Based on the minig of Magaravam to aser by meat broth, we should aser wine mixed in beverages too. Maybe we could be lenient if he's ill. In other words, as a rule of thumb, we're not going to let you drink apple grape juice. But if someone is ill and needs it, so maybe different. The gam ki ketsas. By the way, if someone's ill, we let them have chicken soup too. The gam ki ketsas yish lechalik ben tafshal bas tafshal tamia. Now there is maybe room to differentiate between the flavor of meat that goes into the cooking water and a thing that you add wine to. To call hamenia huzecher lechurban, because lemaisa, the reason we stay away from meat and wine is to remember the churban beis hamikdash. There's no more kabanos. There's no more pouring wine in the mizbeach. By eating kabanos, there was a broth. They cooked up the meat of the carbon, and there was a broth they ate. So the broth had the same halacha as the meat of the carbon. So if we're going to make a zecher for what happened then, and we're not going to eat it now, so there's a very good reason to aser the broth. Mashenkin b'yayin as opposed to wine, shuzeich l'nisach hayayin. That's just for pouring the wine in the mizbeach. V'yayin mazud posel nesochim. Wine that's mixed with apple juice cannot go on the mizbeach. V'av shagam yayin toseis asu. Now you could argue the other way. We aser grape juice. V'av shagam hu posel nesochim, but that can't be used for nesochim. V'yikamalkam yesh bo mishum simcha, but there's still a simcha element of siv yayin nesamach, and I guess it's going to be wine. Mashenkin b'zeish hu mazuk habe as opposed to the case when you really mix 50-50 perhaps or more between the wine and other beverages. So all you have is the flavor. You've taken away all the simcha, and it should be okay. We're only going to matir if there's an illness to boot. If someone doesn't need it, they shouldn't do it. He may come to have a lot, and end up drinking when it's not a strong mixture and it's really predominantly wine, and that's against the minhag. So the Sefer Arnelam wanted to say that once you mix it, it's okay, and he's coming out the lamaisa only if someone has a michush, and it's again, the minority is the wine that it will lose the bracha. You know, if you take grape juice, or wine for that matter, wine may well freeze, take grapes and freeze them to a popsicle, we say the bracha shahakol. We're not saying to have it during the 9 days. Right? That's straight grape juice. So the bracha, I don't know if it's the perfect example, but lemaisa in mixtures, he comes out that if a person doesn't need it, he shouldn't have it. If a person has a mechush, he would allow it.
Well, but you have, like, for example, like some of these fruit drinks, 10% fruit juice. I mean, there's nothing there to start with, so it's considered bottle. So
right, that I think, I mean, we wouldn't worry about that. Yeah. By the way, most of these freeze pops, they will say on the green, it's grape juice. So I'm with the hech to OU. I want it's cold OU. So it says, oh, it's kosher grape juice then. But it's a very small, small part that the flavors are cherry and strawberry. I mean, you wouldn't know. It's there probably for the sweeteners, like a concentrate perhaps. So that, the Enechonami, is not going to be a non-issue. You don't even taste it. He continues in Shara Tshuva. Va'ay b'shori knesset gedere l'b'shem maribuna shekosef yayin gomur l'tocha tafshol. What about pouring wine into my gravy? I'm making meat. I want to have a wine sauce in my meat. Or I want to have herring in wine sauce. Sevar l'hachmir d'mos l'mishni. There's a svar to be strict. You may come to drink. Ve'erf shlechat chile kameh. This means l'chat chile b'di'evet will be okay. So this is a shiloh. What do you say with herring and wine sauce? It sounds like he's saying that one shouldn't do it. Ultimately, I've never had a herring and wine sauce that you could taste the wine.
Yeah.
You can never taste the wine. I have seen a svara, and I've said this in the past, that maybe it depends on what you call it. Like they discuss Danishes. They put grape juice into the Danish dough. No one calls it grape juice Danish. It's a Danish. Cinnamon, chocolate, vanilla. It's a Danish. So there's no shah, they want to say you can eat it, and we're not worried about the fact that there's wine grape juice. But if it takes the name, like herring and wine sauce, maybe that's more chomer, the fact that it's called wine sauce. It would say herring and cream sauce, and there was grape juice in it, we wouldn't care. But because it's wine sauce, maybe that's more of a svara to aser. But lemais, as far as flavor, I would hear from this shtickle, you're not going to taste the flavor at all.
But from the Danish, it gets baked, so there's no alcohol. So in terms of
that's all the simcha factor, simcha is gone too. That's
also true. But then that goes back to grape juice too. So
right.
Some people put wine in the sugar.
Right, and the same thing, and the same thing, where people put it in beef. But again, generally the alcohol will cook off, and you'll taste that there's wine in it.
I think you'll taste an enhanced flavor. Flavor.
Oh, you can tell. Yeah. You can tell a roast with wine or without wine has a very different tam. If you, a shtickle kefela to know the difference. But yeah, it's a very distinctive flavor. Even the aroma smells different. Now, as far as vinegar and wine vinegar is concerned, that Ramah says, okay. So we said in Mishnah Berurah also that even if it was wine when the month began, it became chametz in the middle, that's okay. By a neder, once it's aser, it's aser. Hachashar, this is okay. Again, the iser is the simcha. There's no simcha by vinegar. It changed over. It became mutter. Ayin sham. Behetiv nishmat the Beitazbeze, and the Behetiv, I guess, left it out. Vayin Bircha Yosef shekasvish mekiel nechobosim avushul shneshtamis to the Shabbos. Bircha Yosef says there are those who are lenient to eat leftover cooked meat from Shabbos after Shabbos. It doesn't even mention Malav Malka. Stop. You can have Shabbos leftovers. V'shamatim ra'ayim adayisa b'chul ne'evi basan l'chira. They brought a ra'ay from basan l'chira. The halacha was in the midbar they can eat meat that wasn't geshachten. If you still had any beef jerky from that time and you came to Eretz Yisrael, you could still eat it. V'kos v'poskim l'hokim d'rabbanan. The poskim say, d'rabbanan, can be meikul. Hodin hacha, da'vi minig b'yalm, it's just a minig. I mean, b'ha'ho v'ishtri b'shabbos. Once it was mutter on Shabbos, ishtri l'chol, so it's mutter even on weekday. There's one to push this raya aside. We wrote elsewhere. We're not going to protest if someone's mekel. This is all from the Bircha Yosef Techido. I never heard of somebody mekel like this. Someone would eat leftovers from Shabbos. It's mamash paris geder. And those who are making, there's no shayla. It's only because you prepared for Shabbos, and by accident, by happenstance, you have leftover. Abol pshita in bishul Shabbos yosim etzerich to cook more than you need on Shabbos. B'chdei sheyishar lo lechol to have for weekday. And yoichal b'chol if you eat on the weekday, zicher parts gedur is a parts gedur. To mikar lo rishul Shabbos klal was never mutter to do this. Shein tzorch is a klal b'shas. You don't need it for Shabbos. You push it. So is that a shayla? The money you spend on Shabbos food doesn't come in the cheshbon. So if you cook extra for Shabbos and left over for a week, does it stay out of the cheshbon or not? According to this isn't Shabbos food. It's not called Shabbos food if you know, but after you're making more than, if you don't make more, you need something else. But if you make more, you need not. But again, the bottom line, this minig he's bringing to eat the leftovers, the shayrish was that you shouldn't skimp for Shabbos. And today, I find it hard to believe that should be applicable.